To me, conversion was for those who had never been raised in any faith and converted to the faith for the first time. Or perhaps it was someone that had been raised in the faith and had some wild days, rebelled a little bit, left the church, and then came back. Well, I didn't fit in either one of those categories. I wasn't a convert, and I wasn't a revert. I'd always been in the church and very, very active. I was involved teaching Bible school and prayer groups, and I'd always tried to live out my faith the best way I could and to pass that on to my children as well. Conversion, that was the farthest thing from my mind. And yet, there is no better word to describe the incredible journey that God put me on. It was a journey I did not want to take. God was working on me. He was coming after me. And I thought I had never left. It all began January 7th, 2002, with a week-long mission by the Sisters of the Apostles of the Interior Life. They came to St. Ferdinand, and rumor had it, I had heard, that these sisters would turn our parish upside down. And I thought, whoa, I want to see that. So we decided as a family that we were going to clear our busy schedule and we're going to the mission. And so we did. The first night of the mission, Sister Susan, there were four nuns, Sister Susan, Sister Tiziana, Sister Loredana, and Sister Raffaella. They were very young, which I'd never really seen young nuns before. They were very young and they were very cool. Well, the first night, Sister Susan gave her talk. And her talk was called A Call to Holiness. And three very important seeds were planted in my heart. The first seed she planted was simply a question. Do I desire holiness? Do I even want it? Do I search for holiness in my life? And I sat there and kind of chuckled because I thought, I know what I search for in my life. Lost homework, lost car keys, that missing sock in the laundry, that's what I'm searching for in my life. But searching for holiness? Not in my real world. Then she asked, do you search for holiness like a mother would search for her missing child? And that got to me. Because I can only imagine how I would search this whole world over if any one of my children were missing. I know I would search this whole world over for them. She said, do you search for holiness like that? The second example, she said, do you search for holiness? Do you struggle for holiness? Do you want it that badly as if your head were being held underwater? How that person would struggle and fight to come up for air with every ounce of his being. She said, do you struggle for holiness like that? And I had to sit there and honestly say to myself, no, I'm too busy getting up in the morning with a list a mile long of the things that I have to do. I'm too busy to search for holiness. The second seed she planted was simply a definition. She explained to me what holiness really was. She said, holiness is being nothing more than what God intended me to be in my everyday life. Holiness is being nothing more than what God intended me to be in my everyday life as a wife and a mom. And thirdly, the third seed she planted was a challenge. She said, holiness begins right here, right now. Not 5 years from now, not 10 years from now, not when my kids are finally grown, when I think I'm going to have more time. And of course, I'm just sitting there thinking, if I could just get them all in school, if I could just get my youngest in kindergarten, then I could start my search for holiness. She said, no, holiness begins right here, right now. And I left the mission that night thinking, you know, I really should try to search for some holiness in my life. The second night, we went back to the mission. And Sister Tiziana gave her talk that night. And her talk was called A Call to Prayer. More seeds were planted in my heart. She came right out and said, I need quiet, reflective, meditative prayer every single day. Without it, I will die spiritually. And I thought, that's pretty strong. But she compared prayer to our spiritual life just as oxygen is for our physical life.